I was just thinking about what I just looked down. I wear this tree that's made by a woman in a little south of here, and because I did forest defense around here for old growth forests, and that's a lot of that involved occupying land and living on it, and in that way protecting it at least for a while. But currently doing work that we call Cop Watch, or we named it Redwood Curtain Cop Watch, and that not only includes what we've not had too many people to do lately, but being on the streets and having video cameras or audio recorders and pieces of paper and pens and observing, and a scanner so we know where the cops are, but observing police activity, which is too often police, like, you know, abusing people and stuff. And but also Cop Watch, what I've been focusing on, and we have a space that we work out of now, and other folks are invited to be there and use it. Food Not Bombs is cooking out of there just a day a week right now, and it's called Park. And so it's sort of, we gave it like a name that wasn't as confrontational or kind of scary to be in if we said Cop Watch or something like that. So we call it Park, and we call it People's Action for Rights and Community. And so that should be a big umbrella to any, you know, pretty much anybody here and whatever work they're doing and struggle. And so it's open that way. So we do something I've been trying to focus on and wanting to continue connecting with people is creating different support networks. So not only support for victims of police or state brutality or just their, you know, of that, which we do a good amount of, and also people just walk in off the street, and whether it has to do with like the mental health system or being on the street or the cops or whatever, we're kind of there to support people, document things, like emotional support and stuff, but also getting real tight with like healing networks, like support networks, And we engage in sort of educational stuff, or we're starting to. We just did a Know Your Rights training, which was related primarily to like being on the street, or, you know, like you're encountering a cop or some kind of government agent on the street, or coming to your home, or in your car. And so a lot of people came to that, and that's like a little beginning as far as, you know, how we become empowered in a way where, like, people know not to fuck with us, right? And work with people here and also in community with Acción Zapatista. And I'm wearing this shirt. This is a People Project shirt that Art as Resistance did. And People Project also, last year when this shirt was born or created, or this art, we say power from the streets. And so People Project is focused on dignified spaces with as people on the street or their allies, people living out of doors, like folks have been doing for millennia. But and we occupied so-called public land in Arcata, a few different spaces, and we wanted to expose the fact that there's no legal place for people to sleep unless they have money.